Conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro is a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance, copyright 2018. Visit eipublishing.com for more. Music for this series is courtesy of New Threads, copyright 2018, from their self-titled album, available now.
Hi, this is Susan Barbaro, and I'm here today with Julie Benetti, and we're going to talk about something, and I'm going to title the podcast as we speak, and it's about, you know, you cannot base your success on others' reactions. And I think it's very appropriate to speak about right now, because I know I've had my moments when I'm sure of where I'm going and what I'm doing, and then either there's a lack of a response, or the response isn't exactly what you expected, and it kind of derails you.
Right. And right there, hugely, you just described you're having a reaction to something that you don't know did or did not occur, but because you don't see anything, you think something isn't happening.
And yet, there are many times when I've gone through those periods where nothing's occurring, or I'm not, you know, whatever I'm trying to do, I'm kind of stuck. And it's always in hindsight that you go back and all of a sudden you find out that something was going on that you had no idea of. And you're like, and then of course, then you're all excited and everything's great and I'm moving forward. And so our reactions, which really dictate our thoughts and our perceptions, are being based on someone else's reaction. And that's so wrong, because that takes in so many levels of assumptions.
Right. And also expectation. Mm-hmm. And so if we're doing something expecting a reaction and we don't get that reaction, we kind of nullified a part of what we did, because our energy then isn't continuing to go forward.
Right.
And we can go to, I mean, we have books and podcasts out there and all different kinds of, you know, topics about related to energy and science principles. And instead of going into that, just clearly going into the simple basics of when you feel like that, you just feel like giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I give up. And it's funny, because then you have onion layers of this, because your reaction to that is what? I give up. And your reaction is, all right, that's it. I got to go do something else. So you have a reaction to your reaction.
Hmm.
So how many domino effect times do you go through this where you have a reaction to it instead of maybe considering it in a different way? Maybe considering that this is a part of, you know, where you're going and a part of the flux of the feelings. Not that you should, you know, take into consideration everyone's reaction to everything you do. That's exhausting.
Well, the other side of it, as I think about it, is that if, let me say, I'm not going to go back and forth and back and forth like I do. I wrote, and I wrote the majority of it, a wonderful blog that I think maybe had 3 reads, if that. And it was it was appropriate, because I wrote, if I write and nobody reads it, should I still continue to write? And it was funny, because I wrote it asking myself that question. If I'm doing something I believe in, and my goal isn't sharing, my goal isn't to try to change anyone who doesn't want to change, my goal isn't to my goal is simply to share something that I get, and I know you do the same, and then we help each other try to make it better. And with that, sometimes I wonder if, you know, what's my reaction to that, until I pull away from any reaction, and then it's like, oh, well, then of course I just keep doing what I'm doing and move towards my own personal goals, whatever they may be.
Well, it's funny, because when you said that, I just go into the, okay, if I write, and I think, okay, so you filled in the rest of the sentence with, and nobody reads it. But the possibilities of what you can fill in the rest of the sentence with, so why would you go to, and nobody reads it? And I understand that, because I write, And, you know, in this wonderful day and age of technology and free apps and so many blogs and everything, you can tweet and post and share and, you know, you can get overwhelmed in that vibration. Yet the funny thing is, why wouldn't you say, if I write and I feel wonderful, that's great?
And that, well, then that's exactly pulling out of basing your success on someone else's reaction. And that's, yet,
and you know what's really funny? So you say that, and I sit here and I think, wow, so really the simplicity of it is to base your success on your own reaction. And well, not to call it so much a reaction, but on your own pleasure and enjoyment and passion of what you're doing. If it's what you love, who cares what anyone's reaction is?
I would go a step further and say if it's what you love, it's really what you're meant to be doing here.
Right.
It's not that, like, now I'm a writer because I'm the first to say I don't write, but I do believe it's a part of the way that you're living here. It doesn't mean now that you're required to be a whatever it is, an artist, a writer, a blogger, a technician, whatever it is. It simply means that's part of your connection to the all, to your connection. And so the one thing, and I don't know if you have something you want to say, but there's some place where I think from there I want to go.
Well, I keep on thinking about the words we use. So, you know, that's one of our things too that we talk about. It's really important the words you use. And so when you say, if I write, you know, you could fill in anything. And so I took that, and I'm listening to you, but I'm sitting here going somewhere else as well, going, okay, to say I give up, it's really funny because I think, okay, I give up. Most people think, you know, that's it. You're weak. You're not strong enough. You can't, you know, keep going and challenge yourself. And, well, what if it just means I give up?
Oh, you didn't see that, but she just,
my head went up,
her head and her eyes looked upwards.
Right, and that means whatever you want it to mean. What if it means it's simply, you know, we're translating our language wrong? Maybe the words we're trying to say to ourselves, we're interpreting and reacting to incorrectly because it's based in maybe what we're absorbing from the environment or what we think we're not seeing or convincing ourselves that we're not seeing.
This is Julie here with Susan. What's one of the favorite books that we've written together?
My favorite would be Energetic Invocations because you tricked me into writing it. It wrote itself, and I just was grateful to be a part of it. I like all the books we've written. We've had so much fun, but that's probably my favorite.
You know, I agree with you. I love Energetic Invocations, and I love the invocations because they're really powerful, and I love the way it slides into the Ender scripts. Hey, do you know what you get me for Christmas?
Not sure yet.
Well, don't be thinking you're going to give me any of the books we've written, because I have all of those.
Yeah, but they're e-books. They're a quick read, yet they keep making you go back because you think you got it, and you got to go back and read it again because there's something more each time. It's like a gift that keeps giving.
I agree with you. They're in my pile to read again over and over. But, you know, I'm kind of stuck on this Christmas trivia right now.
Get a great trivia book by Julie Benetti on Amazon today.
Well, you've always been a huge advocate of the words that are being said are not being interpreted correctly. I mean, you many times will say to me when I make a statement, whatever it is, as crazy as it may sound, you always say, did you hear what you just said? And you hear it, and you do exactly what you just said. I give up, like, and again, people can't see it, but you're saying you're giving it up to universe, God, your greater self, your higher self, whatever you want mm-hmm. to define that as. Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting that you hear things, and I've always said you hear things, Julie, different than everybody else. You hear things and you say things, and you'll always say, did you just hear what you said? And you repeat it. And I'm like, I did not say that.
That's how we started writing our first book. I'm like, wow, this stuff is gold.
Yeah, and I said, what the hell are you talking about?
What the hell are you doing with that pen and pad of paper? I'm not a writer. And now you just had a sentence, if I write.
Yeah, so, you know, and the only other thing I can say, because, you know, everybody struggles with this. I think this is a human struggle. And I don't know where it came from, and I'm not trying to ascertain that answer yet. I think if we sit back and say there's two pieces of it, and the first one is what we've been talking about, is that you know basing it on people's reactions, and if you stop doing that, so that would be the first step, and then the second step, or you can reverse the steps. The second one is based a little bit on the teachings of the Kabbalion, which has to do with rhythm and polarity. And the further you go one way, you know, you're going to swing the opposite way. And so to try to alleviate some of the painful experiences I'm not minimizing anything anyone goes through, but sometimes when you feel something, it's okay to just feel the feeling and let it go through you, but don't snowball into something greater. Something occurs, and then, oh my God, then this, then this, and this, and oh my God, I'm this, and I'm terrible, and I'm stupid, and it's almost like, wow, this is how I feel, and allow it to pass, and just let it, I don't know how, it's almost like it's going to go through you. I don't mean, it's like bad medicine or bad food. It's like you have bad, I don't want to turn this into an Adam Sandler discussion, but you know, it's almost like, you know, sometimes you eat something and it doesn't agree with you, and you just got to let it work its way out. And yeah, you just, you know, exhibit some self-care and take care of yourself, but you don't, oh my God, I've got this, I must have cancer, I must have all, and you don't snowball it into something huge.
Right.
And it would be somehow the same way as trying to alleviate the swing. Because like I said, the Kabbalion, you swing one way, you swing the other. And
like a pendulum.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes I just think that that's also another part of it, is when you feel something, not to get caught.
Right.
And make it into something bigger. Just like, wow, I don't, sometimes like, wow, that felt like crap. And you just, you feel it.
And it's okay to acknowledge that and say, wow, it felt like crap. And you know, there's where it goes into another semblance of definitions. So how are you defining things? If you're taking everyone else's definition and defining things, and that relates to everything, what your goals are, what your desires are, what you want to do to work. If you have a passion, create, you know, your own experience, create your own position, you know, do something new. You're in that creativity. And I don't want to change the flux of our conversation here, yet, you know, knowing that there are a lot of coaches out there. There are a lot of people, you know, on platforms and trying to inspire people. And when you do that 24/7, guess what? You're all the way over the other side of the pendulum. So you're going to swing in the other direction. So are you recharging yourself? Are you inspiring yourself? I mean, what do? And I know this from my own personal experience. I say to you, you know, things occur, your environment, you get together with friends, even family sometimes, and you go, you know, I'm so powered down. I'm like, well, wait, I was going to come home and write. And so I do things. I listen to music. I put on Michael Jackson. I do, you know, you do crazy things. You can do an activity. You can go out and walk. You can, whatever it is you need to do to inspire yourself. Why wouldn't you do it? Because if you're trying to inspire everybody else.
Because for that reason. And also because, I mean, let's face it. Most of the time when you're in a stinky mood and things aren't moving or you're bored, people pick up the phone. And there's your social media. And I'm going to say it, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I mean, Facebook is over the top. None of them are real. None of them are real. And everybody that goes on there is doing the, if I pick up any of that, it's always when I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Let me just check. Let me see, you know, under the guise of, oh, let me see what's going on.
Right.
And it's baloney because you're, and so if you understand that's what you do, well, then that's what everybody else is doing.
Illusions.
You know, and exactly. And that's what everyone else is doing. So if you're going in feeling lousy, looking for something to lift you up, I mean, the people that are there, well, I don't want to make a general statement, but many of them are in for the same reason that you're there.
Right.
And it's and there's a lot of it that's fake, like you said, and it's not real. And you feel it after a while. Like if you ever go in and you're on it for a while, all of a sudden you just feel like, oh, I just want to go take a shower. I feel like I've been like walking through like a bunch of garbage. Like none of this is, And, you know, when we put stuff on some social media, and it's really just, you know, to share. It's to share. If it helps, that's awesome. If it doesn't help, you know, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to do anything with it. This is just about us sharing. And really, that's, you know, because I do this because I need to hear it. I have these conversations because sometimes I look out there and I say, this doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It does not make sense to me. And so we have these conversations and say, what is going on? What's really happening? What's the energy out there? What's the energy really telling us? And then we share it with whoever's listening because we get something out of it.
And isn't it funny when it doesn't make sense? It's most often because, again, you're in reactionary mode and you're taking in all these definitions and you're looking to see what other people are doing. And they're saying, this is great. And we're over here and we're doing this. And sometimes there's a truth to that. And other times, you know, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. That part of it doesn't matter. I mean, it's great to feel great for other people and everything. And it's sometimes when you're in reaction, though, that's a hard space to be because you're feeling lousy and you're going, wow, I really am a failure. Look how successful all these people are. And you don't get the metrics on it because, you know, there are algorithms in social media. Mm. You're only seeing certain things. You're not seeing, you know, it's being picked and chosen for you. And so if you just go out into the world, that's why when you go out into nature, into energy, into anything, I mean, it's a combination of what you're seeing, what you're feeling, and you get back to clarity of what you really know.
And the other side of that is everyone talks about going to the beach and then they feel great, mm-hmm. going in the woods. Why is that? Because there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. And actually, when you're doing something in nature, you don't even judge yourself. And then of course that this is where the conversation between Julie and I, this is what we discuss. If you're out there and you feel great, why would that be? Mm. I mean, well, you know, you could say, oh, you know, I love doing that. I mean, I have nature as much around me as I can because there's no judgment. And so then we would say, so there's no judgment. Well, what's going on? Oh, my God. Well, all social media is constant judgment. Everyone's going to give their opinion. Well, I think, and, you know, most of the time, if you got to come into your own, sometimes you kind of got to go against the
grain.
Yeah, I was going to say the grain, but I was trying to think of a different word that was even, you know, popular, you know what everyone's saying at the moment. Mm. So, and doing that, sometimes this is hard. And then, of course, when you come and you say, all right, I'm going to say something, and then everyone jumps on top of you, of course, then you turn around. Oh, I'm a stupid. I shouldn't have said it.
And sometimes you may be getting what you need out of social media, and then you go out into the world, and you're not getting any of that. And I think there's a lot of avenues for dysfunction to occur, and that's not trying to project that out there. Yet the truth of it is, you know, even if you look at the words social media, I mean, you have introverts, extroverts, you know, when you look at a social situation, if you go and meet some people at a restaurant or friends at a cookout or whatever, it's a different vibration. And then you put it together with media. I mean, you look at what goes on in the media. I mean, that's the funniest pairing of words and everybody embraces it. Yes, let's talk about what I'm doing. And then when you realize, is that really what I'm doing? And am I having fun? And I'll just post it.
So I would like to say I agree with you. And I think that's boring, old stuff. Like,
right.
I could care less. I don't mean to be mean. I love you, Julie. You're great. But I don't really even care anymore. I'm more, you know, what excites me to talk about is how do you get out of it? And what do I do? And I think the biggest piece of that is, again, reactions. Reactions got to just be gone. They got to be out of the vocabulary of somebody who's moving forward. I don't think anybody that you read a lot more than me, but I don't read as many biographies. I do it. But if you read into all these biographies, the people that move ahead just don't even entertain reaction. They just keep moving forward. And that becomes like almost like, you know, dog mess you walk by. It's just like, yeah, it's there. Who cares? You just keep moving forward.
Well, you have a pinpoint vision as to what you want, and that's it. And it doesn't matter what's going to interject.
So, Julie, we wrote 10 plays of the Enter scripts.
Yes.
Do they seem believable to you?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? They're a hoot. I relive them most of the time.
But they're not traditional magic scripts.
No, they're not. It's real magic based in energy. It's cool stuff.
And everybody can do it.
That's right, everybody can. Here it is again. Trump's in the news.
He's in the news? What could he be in the news for now?
He's always in the news. Every time you turn around, it's something coming from the mass media. But, you know, nobody talks about the real stuff.
Well, somebody does.
That's right. Check out our podcast, Oprah versus Donald. Oprah, can you hear us? You're wondering what's it about? You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. It's a great experience as a writer to get feedback. And when you can turn around and use that feedback to make something even better, that's pretty cool. Susan and I wrote Energetic Invocations, a book of vibrational change. So many readers told us it was an intensely energized experience to absorb the book and integrate the work into their own lives to get clarity. Many asked for real examples to help process the energy. That's how Energetic Invocations series A Book of Vibrational Change, Volumes 1 to 17, with Process This was born. And the rest is history. The journey is yours. The energy is yours. What are you waiting for? It's available in paperback and ebook on Amazon.
So my question becomes, how does one accomplish that? And, you know, this isn't going to be a plug, but the book we wrote, Energetic Invocations, and this was not meant to be, this is just coming, is exactly that. The more you disengage and you disconnect from everything out there, and you become, which is going to be our next podcast, which is, how can I be, it's something along the lines of, you know, how can I be by myself and be comfortable? Which is something that's brewing up too, because I think that's the part of the answer is you do need to separate from people and things and all of that to get to a point where you can start learning about yourself and bringing your focus to what's important and understanding what you've created and say, I like this part of it. I'm going to continue creating that. And this part hasn't served me. And you know what? It got me to this point in my life. Now I can let that go and I can move forward. And I think, you know, the book that we wrote it because we had to go through it. And our story is irrelevant. Who cares about our story?
Our story isn't in it.
But if our process is there and someone can follow the same process on their own road, that's gold. That's when you say it's gold. That's gold. Susan Barbaro's story, Julie Benetti's story, poo. Who cares? It got us to where we are. And everyone out there, you got to where you are. But then it comes a point where, all right, what is the story? Do I like the story? What do I want it to be? And you disconnect from everything. And at that point, you start empowering yourself. And we talk about it when we have our moments of doubt, uncertainty. You know, we go back to the book or we go back to some of the other stuff we've written because there's, you know, it wasn't our words. It is our words. But it came from somewhere else. We both know that. We worked together. We worked really, really hard to listen and interpret it. And we would fight because that's not what it's saying. And we would fight and we'd fight. And each fight wasn't us getting mad at each other. It was kind of like pushing ourselves. And those words and even the things that we say in our stuff now, it comes from a higher place. And this is the first time I'm saying it because, you know, copyright and all that other garbage people, well, those aren't your words. No, they're our words. We worked really hard, but I don't take credit from where they came from. They came from a space higher above all of this. And I'm willing to say that, and I don't care. And it's, again, there's no proof.
You don't care about the reaction.
And I don't care about the reaction, and I don't care about the proving. This is something I'm dealing, me personally, so that's why I'm talking about it. Is the idea of proving anything to anyone. I now know the minute I have to prove something, I lost it. I've lost that connection, that higher sense of what I know, because if I have to prove it, I'm now grounding it and I'm getting into judgment, I'm getting into reaction, and I lose it.
Mm. And it's based on someone else reacting to whatever it is you're saying. And exactly, that's where you get lost.
And a lot of people honestly don't even know what I'm saying. They put words in my mouth. Mm. And they say, I know what you're saying. And they say something, I'm like, nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
And that's not a judgment that I'm better or and anyone else is better or worse. It's a simple statement that I see things the way I see them. And someone else sees them the way they see them. And I can't affect what someone else sees, feels, hears. The best thing I can do, or any of us can do, is say something and awaken someone in an, something in another person. But that's not my job.
Right.
And
right.
The proving means you have to believe what I believe in. I'm not interested in that.
Right. And I'm going to go another place that you're going to say, I don't want to go there just because it's fun. Whoop, next stop. So, you know, the story, my story part, I'm holding on to my story and I'm sticking to it. You want 15 minutes of fame? Lead with your story.
Mm.
There you go. And we all know what everybody says about fame. Wow, does it last forever? No. And if that's your goal, well, you know, I have no reaction to it. Yet, if you want to be alive, lead with your truth and be in the space of you. Be alive. Remember what your passion is and don't be fluxed by reaction.
And if you're doing it because it's in you, there's nothing that beats that feeling. And we talk about that you keep saying, we're just going to go back into the energy. We're going to continue to write. And why? Is it because we're selling 10 million books? Well, maybe we are. We don't know what's going on with our stuff. Yet, if it's not, that's not, you know, whether it is or it is not, isn't going to affect us. Because when we go in the energy, we know we're in a knowing. I don't want to call it the truth because that's another whole podcast, but it's a knowing that we know, and we're in it. What comes not only makes sense, but then of course we get 10,000, you know, things that pop up like out of the blue, like, you're never gonna believe what happened. It was exactly what we, and it's almost like the energy saying, you're right, move, keep moving with it, move. And then and you even said today, we had a couple things happen over the past couple days. That's really funny. And, you know, your response over text I could open is like, someone's being really funny.
And the universe is a comedian. Yeah. Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld, but it's better than you.
Well, you can't bring the universe out for coffee. No. Or can you? But, you know, but it's a fascinating concept that, you know, once you start doing it, you get, like I said, the signs were very like subtle. And they've gotten a little bit more blatant. And now it's, like you said, it's almost, it makes us, we sit and talk about it. We kill ourselves laughing. Right. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
And when you laugh, you get into a different vibration.
So, you know, I think if you're doing something because you're trying to get even with someone, you're trying to prove something. Hello, Susan, this is my thing. If you're trying to prove something, trying to get even, or you're trying to become rich and famous, then again, there's, it's, even if
worthy,
it happens.
Well, is that a worthy goal?
Well, I'm not going to say that because that would be judgment. What I would say is if you do it and you succeed at it, will that be fulfilling? And if it's not fulfilling, I mean, then I would ask the question. I'm not going to make the statement that it's not a worthwhile, you know, it may be, because along the way you learned something and you got there to that point to move forward. But I don't believe that that's enough to sustain anybody.
Well, remember what was the text the other day I said to you? You know, I keep on striving and moving for more. And it's not more products, more possessions, more money, more. It's a energetic more where you go, because we go into the energy and we have a good time. We have a good time exploring the energy and exploring where we are, and it's fun, and time goes by and we do fun things and we create products that are fun. And
well, I'm going to say this. It is very different, a different perspective from everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a courageous person to accept that and to move with it, because it's not, I mean, it's
that's just really funny. So it's almost like we could end the podcast right here, because it takes a courageous person to give up.
Touche. And this has been a while. So stay tuned. We have some new podcasts coming along as well that will either inspire you or disgust you when you'll turn it off. Either way is however
two,
it goes.
Remember, that's two sides of the pendulum, so both are good.
That's right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
This has been a production of EI Publishing in association with EI Alliance. Listen to other episodes and visit eipublishing.com to find more energized podcasts and books. Find New Threads self-titled album, New Threads, on iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp, or at newthreads.us. Thank you for listening.